This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what a haboob is, don't you? Wait, really? You trying to ambush me with that stuff?
We're 30 seconds in and you're making me uncomfortable already.
Well, yeah, I thought I'd get off to a rip-roaring start. You know what a haboob is?
No.
It's a giant sandstorm. Sand and dust.
Are you making things up?
No,
again?
No,
you
no.
Can't just make. I know you know, made the Doppler, but you can't just make up weather.
I did not invent Doppler. I wish I had. I was too busy doing other stuff. But yeah, they get them in Arizona. They get them in the desert region of the southwestern U.S. And I mean, blinding dust. It can literally take the paint off your cars. They can see these things coming from miles away. And yeah. Massive clouds of dust and sand. Okay.
Can we talk about something else?
All right.
I'm sorry I started. I apologize.
Yeah, see? Don't you feel some guilt now?
A little.
Ambushing me right off the top. Right off the top. So, hi. Happy Tuesday. Would you date or marry somebody who has political views at the other end of the spectrum? In other words, everything else is fine. You're attracted to them physically. You love their brains. They have great personalities. The kind of gal or guy you can take home to mom. But they vote the other way. DJ, could you?
It's a great question. We're going to take calls and texts on that question. So
yes.
You can hit us up at any point here on our call and text line, 651-461-9226. I'm going to give an interesting answer to that, and I think I could date somebody who voted differently than I am. I don't know that I could date or marry somebody who's politically extreme
on either end.
On either end
spectrum,
yeah.
Okay.
Who's, which I honestly don't think is that many people. I think, you know, our social media amplifies that, but I don't think there's that many who are actually sort of the screaming crazies on one side or the other. And, but if I were to meet somebody who was, you know, really extreme one way or the other, I think that would be a deal breaker for me.
Screaming crazy?
Screaming crazies, yeah. How about you? If you, you know, say met a Lori who voted differently than you, would that stop you from pursuing that?
I want to believe that love overcomes all, and that if you genuinely love somebody, you can tolerate the fact that he or she may vote a different way. I mean, if everything else gets checked on the checklist and the only thing is that they don't agree with you and your political aspirations and opinions, yeah, I want to believe I could. I think I could, but I don't know. I honestly don't know. It might be an irritant that I can't get past. I read an article in The Atlantic. It was called The Doom Cycle of Pernicious Polarization. I was able to squeeze pernicious into a show today. Had to look it up. 2016 survey. So this is 6 years ago. I wish they'd updated. 60% of Democrats and 63% of Republicans would balk, hesitate at their child marrying a supporter of a different political party. And get this, in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election, Pew Research Center reported that roughly 9 out of 10 supporters of Joe Biden and Donald Trump alike were convinced that a victory by their opponent would cause, quote, lasting harm to the United States. 9 out of 10. This at a time when we seem to be evolving. Interracial marriage, according to Gallup, 94% of U.S. adults now approve of marriages between black people and white people. That's up from 87% the previous time they did this back in 2013. By the way, that 94% of adults approving of interracial marriages, that's a new high in Gallup's trend, which has been around for 60 years. But when it comes, it's interesting to me that political affiliation is a bigger deal for most Americans now, and I don't know, than many other factors. It seems like we've evolved. You see the commercials on television, more interracial couples. I think that's a good thing. So I posed a question today on Twitter, and it's hardly scientific. Would you date or marry someone from the opposite political party, asking for a friend? You want to guess what the results are?
I think most people, I really don't know.
No, 44%, the biggest percentage of respondents said no. 34.5% said it depends on other factors.
Okay.
Maybe if she has a really nice smile. Maybe if he's a really good cook, I could overlook. Yes, only 21%.
Wow.
So I was surprised by those.
Yeah, numbers. That's a low number.
44% would not marry somebody or date somebody from the opposite political party. Would you? Would you? Could you? Under what circumstances could you? Or is that just a flat, big fat no? 651-461-9226. We're going to take some calls at 3:30, but if you want to text in your answer, please do so now. 651-461-9226. Should we ask Tim Lammers that question?
It
has nothing to do with streaming.
No, we should ask him about, we should keep him in his lane, I think.
Keep, really?
Yes.
I hate it when people say, stay in your lane, Paul.
I know, but you love blindsiding people with. Anyway, this isn't what we're talking about.
But he's so good on his feet. He could answer any question. Anyway, the one and only Tim Lammers when we come back.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from directconversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Are you going to kill me?
According to the world, you're already dead.
The future of humanity is at stake.
No pressure or anything.
Go! Let it go!
Off the record, is the Illuminati real?
Yes. Both Beyonce and Jay-Z are part of it, sadly.
That's what Lemonade is about.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm hooked. This new streaming service on Netflix, The Pentaverate, a new streaming series starring Mike Myers and Keegan-Michael Key. At first I thought, is this a serious thing? And then I saw the actors. I'm like, okay, it's got to be a spoof. Hey, Tim, welcome.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, The Pentaverate. Very strange title for a series, but yeah. What they are is a secret society. It was actually formed in the 1300s, and throughout the years, they brought the five greatest minds together to influence the world's events in a positive sort of way. Oh. One of them passes away, so they have to replace him, and they kidnap Keegan-Michael Key's character. He is a nuclear physicist. And he's brought about to solve a prevent a climate change disaster. So the other four members of the Pentaverate are actually characters all played by Michael Myers, Mike Myers. I think Michael Myers is the Halloween killer. We're talking about Mike Myers, former Saturday Night Live star. And, you know, he's so wonderful. And, yep. You know, he's done more than one character before. You know, obviously the Austin Powers thing, he was more than one character. And it's nice to see him back. You know, he hasn't done many things over the past few years, but he is very funny here. Also playing a journalist trying to expose this secret organization. So, yeah, it's all about Mike Myers, but you do have cameos from other famous folks in the thing as well. I will say Mike Myers, he has an affinity for toilet humor. Some real lowbrow stuff here, but you know what? I think it's funny. I just do. And there's plenty of that here, too. You know, there's room in my life for all kinds of comedy. And I certainly like this stuff from Mike Myers.
Boy, that's breaking news, though, about Beyonce. I had no idea. I mean, the conspiracy theories are going to go crazy.
Beyonce and Jay-Z part of the Illuminati.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are you going to do? So yeah, it's fun. It's it's basically taking conspiracy theorists and turning their lives upside down and making fun of that whole thing. And yeah, it's just fun. It's just different. You know, it's really different. I can't say it's for everybody, but again, since I've liked Mike Myers and Saturday Night Live and Austin Powers and Shrek and all that stuff, I really like this series.
Yeah, I like Keegan-Michael Key, too.
He's so funny.
Yep,
he's amazing. He's so great. You know, I mean, Jordan Peele's been doing the movie thing where he's, you know, directing and writing horror films, and Keegan-Michael Key is stuck with the comedy because at one time, of course, it was Key and Peele, you know?
Yeah.
They had their own show. So, you know, Keegan-Michael Key has been very successful, and I love him in this show as well.
Very cool. Here's a clip from an original Disney Plus streaming movie, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Don't you think you'd have more fans here if Chip did these events with you?
I hadn't thought about him in a while. I should give him a call. See how life's treating him.
Life is the worst, which is why you need good insurance.
A message on my landline. I don't like that.
I know you're still mad about Rescue Rangers getting canceled, but I've just got a call from the police, and I need your help.
Okay, at the other end of the spectrum, this sounds kind of funny, too.
Yeah, totally at the other end of the spectrum. But, you know, while you think this one's on Disney Plus, you think, okay, this is another kids movie, it's actually really, really big on nostalgia. It's an animation live-action hybrid that mixes hand-drawn animation, computer animation, even stop-motion animation, you know, with live-action stuff. Humans and these famous iconic cartoon characters or animated characters all exist in the same world, including Chip and Dale. After the cancellation of their show, they went their separate ways, but one chose to get an upgrade to computer animation while the other one stays hand-drawn. One of them, Chip, doesn't want to get back together and do a reboot of the show, but they have no choice when an old cast member, Monterey Jack, goes missing. So Chip and Dale are back in the case. Again, big on nostalgia because we have a lot of cameos from famous cartoon and animated series popping up in this thing. It's a movie. It reminds me a lot of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And, you know, you might think, okay, it's that kind of mix that people love, you know, the live-action animation. Yeah, that's true. But again, this goes much further than that because they incorporate all these classic characters in it as well.
Very cool. Tim Lammers, thank you, my friend. Jordana sends her love, and we look forward to hearing from you on Friday.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. I got Top Gun Maverick coming on Friday.
Yeah. That thing has gotten such amazing reviews across the board. I'm absolutely going to check
it
out.
Well, I'm going to keep you in suspense as to what I think until Friday.
I don't wait until I hear your review, Tim. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Paul. Well, thank you. We'll talk Friday.
All right. And some somber news. We have an update coming up from CBS. Another elementary school shooting, this time in Texas, west of San Antonio. The very latest when we come back. I have no recollection of those crazy nights. And praise God, I made most of my mistakes before the internet. Before there was a digital record that will be around forever of every transgression. I caution my kids, who are pretty sharp. They're in their low 30s now. They're adults. I said, yeah, you know, don't put anything on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook that you wouldn't want your mom to read. Right? Could come back to bite you. So, hey, the question today, and call us if you have an opinion, 651-461-9226. Could you date or marry somebody who believes something different than what you believe politically? Somebody who votes the other way. If you're a Democrat, could you marry or date a Republican and vice versa? One of our listeners says, Paul, I could. I vote for the person, not the party. Another listener, all kinds of Republicans and Democrats marry. Now, if you aren't a radical, supposedly you can't agree. Somebody else says, no way could I marry somebody with an opposite political view. This is interesting. I married one. Didn't know she was so far to the left. Now, whenever she complains about how bad everything is, I just remind her it's because of who she voted for. I'd marry an opposite again. You're not going to find the perfect person ever. My wife tries to get me to vote left. I just tell her I grew up and I'm smarter than that. Okay. My husband and I have been married 47 years and we have different political views. Neither of us are extreme in our views. I wouldn't have a problem if they voted different, but I would have a big problem if they didn't believe facts. Things like Biden won or COVID was a planned thing. Another listener, yes, I could marry somebody or date somebody. Values and morals are more important than political party. This listener says, Paul, I would marry somebody from the opposite party. I already have, and we get along just fine. And we agree to disagree, and we have some very interesting discussions. I think that's what's missing, is valuing other people's opinions and not judging. No to having a relationship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tip to anyone embracing the far right, Trump and supremacists. What's a supremacist? A white supremacist? Okay. In the past, I had friends that voted GOP, but since Trump, I've distanced from them. Politics now includes religion, education, and sexuality. The right has moved away from my beliefs. Thank you, Pat and Stacy, for writing in. And I like what this person said. My wife and I have always voted differently for almost 30 years of wedded bliss. We do both believe our state and national representatives are a ridiculously polarized and dysfunctional group. Term limits and age limits are needed. I couldn't agree more. Who knows what the founding fathers thought? But my sense, based on everything I've read, is that they never believed that being a politician would be a gig for life. I think the whole idea was put your time in, serve your state, serve your country, serve your nation, and then go home. Let somebody get fresh blood, fresh energy, new ideas. Wasn't supposed to be a job for life. But now these campaigns are so expensive, millions, tens of millions of dollars. It's expensive to try to get somebody out of office or get somebody new in office. So, I don't know. Campaign finance reform, yeah, across the board, I think we need it. Because what we have now is not working in many cases. DJ, do you have an opinion?
You know, this whole conversation makes me think of some friends of ours that we, I mean, very good friends. My wife was in their wedding. They got married maybe 3 years ago. And before the current era of Trump and COVID and social unrest and all these things, I literally don't think it ever crossed my mind what they believed or who they voted for. Like, that wasn't part of our relationship. Like,
right.
We're friends with you because we agree on certain things and we have a good time together and we enjoy each other's company and all these other things that don't have to do with the political spectrum. And then once all that stuff happened, all of a sudden you were forced in some ways to reckon with, oh, what do you believe politically? What conversations is it okay for us to have? And we've navigated through that and are still friends, but I think it's sad that we even had to go there, even had to have that conversation, because it doesn't need to be an overarching conversation in every aspect of society. Yeah, politics are important, but it's okay to have a friend and never
talk
about it.
I'm more than my politics? Really?
Yes. Politics can have like 2%. How about that? And then like everything else in life should take over the rest of the space.
I have friends on both sides of the aisle, and you know, if they know that I might disagree with them, they tend not to bring up politics. So, I don't know. Chris says, Paul, I said yes because I did in fact marry somebody from the other political party. I like to assume that who a person is at their core is much more than political ideals. Even people on the fringe of either party are more than what they've been indoctrinated to believe. Indoctrinated? Whoa. Okay. Another listener says, it depends. Are they a Republican who wants to be taxed less and not have as many government-run projects? Or are they the let's storm the Capitol and execute Democratic leaders for being part of the cabal? Because one of those two is probably a deal-breaker. So anyway, we don't have the answer key. We're tracking what's happening at that elementary school west of San Antonio, and we will continue to have updates. And Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities, is going to be joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. Can't believe tomorrow, two-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd. His perspective. You won't want to miss that. That's coming up next.
This is breaking news from News Talk 830 WCCO.
Paul Douglas here in Studio A at CCO. CBS News special report.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says 14 students and a teacher were killed in a shooting at an elementary school near San Antonio.
The shooter was Salvador Romas, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle.
Abbott says the suspected shooter is dead. It's believed he was killed by responding officers. A South Texas blood bank announced it's rushing blood donations to area hospitals there. It was the last week of school. The city's civic center is being used as a reunification center where parents are able to meet surviving children. A South Texas Community Association is also responding to parents and hospitals. Again, 14 students and a teacher were killed by an 18-year-old man who opened fire at an elementary school near San Antonio, Texas, according to the state's governor. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Dorsey.
You don't have to be a parent to shudder when you hear news like this. Just the unimaginable. It reminds me a lot of Sandy Hook. Adam Carter now in the newsroom with perhaps a little more perspective. Hey, Adam.
Well, Uvalde, Texas, Paul, is about 60 miles straight west of San Antonio. And we heard about this. I saw first tweets about this a couple of hours ago, actually, indicating a school shooting in Texas. And how numb are we that? First of all, how numb are we that? Now we see tweets like that, and almost on the daily, but that it doesn't. We give pause to that. But as I started watching some of the coverage here, it was pretty clear early on that the numbers coming from this were horrific. I mean, one loss of life is horrific, but this is a elementary school in West Texas that had 14 people killed. 14 children and one teacher killed, and you mentioned Sandy Hook, another elementary school. Not to say that high school students who face attacks by a gunman is any better than having elementary school students slaughtered in a school. But this is just horrific. And here we are faced again with a case of, for whatever reason, a young man in this case. If Governor Greg Abbott is correct in already releasing this gunman's name, going into the school and opening fire and killing innocent children for whatever reason. I mean, what reason can possibly satisfy anybody? But what we know as far as, you know, how many students were in this school, we don't have those numbers yet. All we know is that just an unimaginable tragedy has taken place. Yep. Once again, in the United States of America, just on the heels of a tragedy in Buffalo, New York, and seemingly it happens every other day. And the conversations will begin, and I know people roll their eyes and say it's too soon to talk about what needs to be done, but, I mean, how many more of these are we going to go through?
Well, it's not a fluke. I mean, it's a trend. We've had over 200 mass shootings in this country.
Think about that. 200.
200, at least four or more fatalities. And, again, the FBI last year, a 50% jump in active shooter incidents between 2020 and 2021. So maybe the pandemic exacerbated this. Is it a mental health issue?
Yes.
Is there some other motive?
Yes.
It sure seems like more times than not.
Right.
Yeah, there's an issue.
And we dig ourselves into these corners. One group says, you know, it's strictly a gun problem. One group says it's a mental health problem. It's yes to both those. We've got too many people who are too troubled with mental crisis, and there's way too much access to firearms. I mean, that is a problem. I own guns. I have guns. I use guns.
Yeah, me too.
Just the amount of times I've been on the air here in the 20 years I've been here trying to, A, just give information on what's happening here. And again, a horrible tragedy in the town of Uvalde, Texas. It's about 60 miles west of San Antonio. We've got a 18-year-old purportedly going into an elementary school, shooting and killing 14 children and one teacher this afternoon in Uvalde, Texas. The shooter, 18-year-old, who was identified by the governor, I don't have his name at the top of my list here, but was also shot and killed in this attack. So that's what we're discussing here. Of course, CBS News will have much more coming up here in about 5 minutes at the top of the hour. Paul Douglas, Adam Carter in on WCCO Radio. But again, Paul, but just back to this question, and we're left to contemplate, the unthinkable that has just happened hours ago, and then again having the same conversation that seems to go nowhere. Right? I mean, it seems to go nowhere. I said this on Chad's show years ago. I said, if after Sandy Hook in 2014, if we can't come to a solution and try to come up to a different way to do things after elementary school students get slaughtered in class, then I don't know what motivates us to change. I honestly don't. I mean, if this is just part of living life in America, then if that's the way it is, I guess that's
the way it is. Is this the new normal? Well, yeah, and God help us if we
become... It's the old normal, too.
If we become numb to this.
Well, it's happened. I mean, we'll debate this for days and... The cycle will continue, and I just I'm just at a loss because if we can't sit down and come to an agreement on one thing to change this and break this cycle, I don't know what we can do.
Adam Carter, appreciate the update. Appreciate your perspective. We will keep you posted. This is now the big story, gripping America. 14 children, one teacher dead in Uvalde, Texas, just west of San Antonio. We will have updates from our newsroom, from CBS News. Keep it tuned right here. We'll keep you up to date. As we get new information, we'll share it with you. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.